Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor, and I get patients asking me all kinds of things, and emails, and letters, and blah, 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 and the big question is, a lot of people come to me and go, how do we save America? Or actually, they've asked me, how do we save the world? And my reply is, heck with saving the world, save yourself, save yourself. And the world will be better. America will be better. The basic functional unit of America is you, a human being. And the basic structural unit is the family. So save yourself. One thing, if you can save yourself and your family, your kids, you save the world. The heck with the world. Save yourself. Now, I don't mean being totally self-centered and don't care about anybody else. No, it's not that. It's more on you have to take care of your own health. To become health independent is a great way to save yourself. Become health independent. Get chiropractic adjustments. I mean, you know, I'm a chiropractor. I believe in it. Start doing inversion. Start doing meditation. Start taking vitamin supplements. Take care of yourself. Of course, stop doing the bad things for yourself. Get off the smoke, the junk food, the alcohol. Don't believe them when they tell you alcohol makes it's going to help you be healthier. It's not true. Maybe in a little bit it would, but scientifically, yeah. But when you come right down to it, no. It don't work. So save yourself. Get your health up. Help your kids. One big thing you could do to save America, stop sending your kids to school. Homeschool them. They're getting brainwashed by the idiots that call themselves educators out there. They don't call themselves teachers anymore because they're not. They call educators. It's like, you know, I had teachers, man, and they taught you. Now these people want to educate you. I don't think you can educate someone. They have to educate themselves. You can teach them. But if they don't educate themselves, it just doesn't work. Homeschool the suckers. Stop vaccinating your kids. Stop giving them all the drugs and the pus and the junk. And people say, oh my God, the doctor said that my kid needs ADD medicine. Well, the hell with it. Wake up. They don't need ADD medicine. They need food. They need good food. They need somebody who loves them. Quit your job. Stay home with your kids. Move to a cheaper house. This is how you're going to save America. Start saving money. Sit around and read the Bible. Read books to each other. Get rid of your stupid, worthless. These are all subjects for future booze, but get rid of your stupid Comcast. Get rid of your TV. We never had a TV with my kids. And, you know, my kids still don't... I know, it's typical. They don't know what you gave them. They don't appreciate it because they had so much. Well, there's going to be a time when people don't have so much. And they're going to have to figure out a way to have good things. Sit around, have meals together. Not stuff that you went and got picked up. Cook a meal together. Fill the house with good smells. Bake a loaf of bread together with the kids. Make some cookies or something. Some good cookies. Get back to the old times. Get those Norman Rockwell pictures out and look at those and get a tear in your eye and see what America was and what it can be again. That's how you're going to save America. You save yourself, save your family. For cripe's sake, it's so darn easy. It's so simple, but it ain't easy, is it? When your kids are going the other direction and you're going this direction, your husband's going that direction, and you don't even get to see each other, but maybe on the weekends, but you're laying there so exhausted you can't do anything, or you're going from one ball game to the next. Take the time, guys. Reflect. I did it too, man. 20, 30 years went by in the blink of an eye, and 20, 30 more will go by in the blink of an eye. But take the time to be with your kids and your family. Get going to church. Go to church together as a family. It's a beautiful things, guys. This is what makes America. This is what makes you. Whatever your religion, no matter to me. Even an atheist got a chance to be normal. Not too much of a chance, but a little bit of a chance. Take care. It's Dr. Joe.